Terrorists use the internet to recruit, raise funds, and organize attacks. But many people are concerned that terrorists could launch a cyberspace attack, crippling transportation, water, or electrical systems across the country. Arizona Republican John Kyle is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Terrorism, Technology, and Homeland Security. California's Dianne Feinstein is the committee's ranking Democrat. Senator Feinstein says it's time for the U.S. to improve cybersecurity.
Think about this. You can be on the other side of the earth and hack into a computer which opens the floodgates of a dam or a flight control center. And that's the real world. Now, people will say, oh, there are encryptions, this can't possibly happen, etc. But the fact of the matter is it can happen.
And an attack could happen pretty quickly, couldn't it?
It could. As a matter of fact, last month, February 2004, was the worst month ever for cybersecurity, with a record number of viruses and worms attacking the internet and crippling websites. In fact, the estimates are that the cost to business was somewhere between $68 billion and $83 billion worldwide. So this is a problem that is affecting industry, is very, very costly. And remember that most of our defense and national security systems rely heavily on the private network.
Does every company, every government agency have to do its own security?
Yes. In the government, we have different layers. Said there are totally secure systems that are unconnected to anything else. They are unique systems that control our most important security assets. But for everything else, you're pretty well hooked up to the same grid.
What can government do about cyber terrorism that originates outside the United States?
Well, I think what you can do is that you can see that the state-of-the-art encryption is present on the large systems that have a high security profile. That's the first thing. And I think when you look at the damage that's been done just in the last 4 years by viruses planted in the computer, in terms of cyber terror, which is the use of a computer to commit a terrorist act, this is a tremendous vulnerability. And I think what Senator Kyle and I really need to do is sit down, write a bill that's going to offer not overregulation to any private industry, but offer a sense of safety and security through a system that ensures that Homeland Security and the private sector network together to be sure that the up-to-date technology is possible. And then secondly, that the private sector report to Homeland Security when there is a violation of their structures.
So is private industry reluctant to work with government on this? There's a lack of trust, perhaps?
There's a very good group that represents most of the big guys in the private sector that deals with the government all the time. And they work out protocols, and there's a lot of cooperation there. But there is a point at which they say, we'll do it ourselves. We don't want to have any kind of a mandate. And that's the point at which we've got to examine whether or not there has to be more security built into the systems.
Arizona Senator John Kyle is a Republican. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is a Democrat. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Bedwards.